Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life Podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe. And I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. Welcome to this episode. This is number 246, I believe. And I'm going to give you a couple of samples from a live stream that I did just last night as I am recording and publishing this. And it is very up to date, let's say. So if you watched on the live stream last night, well, thank you so much for joining me here too. But I'm going to add a little bit extra around it. And also, since that was over an hour long, maybe just having this focused concentration on the couple of portions will activate something different in the second listen to it. That's how it usually works for me, at least. So anyway, if you are new, I want to invite you to, well, continue to listen, if you will. And I also want to invite everyone to please leave me a review on the podcast app, however you get it. If you're on Apple iTunes, you just scroll down. You can leave 5 stars. You can leave 4 stars, whatever you like. But this does help me to grow in my magnetic frequency. And it also helps us to resonate in a deeper way, and so that we can actually manifest together, co-manifest through this actual podcast. All right, everyone, we have a lot going on. In the broadcast last night, which I'm going to play you a portion of the energy update, I did talk about the current energies right now. I'm not going to be redundant and tell you what I say in that, but I want to add to it. So what I want to add to it is based upon a prophetic dream that I had last night. Now, I mean, I guess it's prophetic. It was prophetic to me, and it's prophetic in general, but it was about something that's been going on for a little bit, but I hadn't been made aware of it in, you know, I hadn't been exposed to it in the media, I would say. So what I'm referring to is what is being called the big resignation or the big quit. And this is happening in especially the U.S. job market. I'm not sure if it's happening anywhere else, where people are leaving their jobs after the pandemic. And actually, I say after the pandemic, I don't know. They're saying after the pandemic, but it's still going on where I am. We're still locked down and, you know, all kinds of things, if not totally, but at least partially locked down. But people are leaving their jobs. It's happening a lot in the restaurant and hospitality industries because these industries they're the service industries. I got to tell you, they are the healers. Our population is made up of a lot of healers, and hospitality, service, food service, and many, many others where you are actually serving other people. That is an indication of, you know, being a healer, being someone who is here to be of service. And I think that's beautiful that there's quite a lot of us in that. But especially, you know, it's happening because everything is kind of coming to a head. I think that the situation of the pandemic has enhanced that, and it has shown that we can make changes and we can move forward, we can shift. And so it's in the one way you would say you could observe that, while some bigger corporations actually saw it as an opportunity and they took advantage of it, and so maybe they actually made more money because of the way things shifted, and they didn't like kind of let that be serviced to their employees. They kind of just kept it and just put more pressure on the employees. I mean, that's something that is going on, and it's the systems are kind of breaking. There's a lot of pressure on it. What I think is so beautiful about the reason that people are quitting from a spiritual standpoint is the people that are quitting and just leaving their jobs are recognizing that they can be fulfilled, and they're starting to act upon their, you know, seeking of their pure potential being manifest, and knowing they have something more to give besides the fact that they're being taken advantage of. They're feeling like, I'm not supposed to just be a robot or whatever it is. So I think it's really great. Now, it is a sign of the energy atmosphere. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of shifting. We are really changing our background frequency. There's going to be a big shift and change in 2027. where our background frequency is going to shift from one to another plane. And now this doesn't mean like a bit, I definitely am not one to say it's going to be a big Armageddon and all this kind of stuff is going to happen. I think that it will be graceful from some perspectives, but people who are way showers or here to serve and upgrade the, you know, the planet, we are doing the shifting and changing and regridding, and it is spreading to all of these lines of what I want to say, like just all of the people who are here in that capacity, service, here to be of service, to be of service to others. And they're recognizing that it doesn't feel right, so they're shifting it. So that's what the big resignation is. I didn't know about that until I woke up this morning. But what did was the prophecy that led me to find out about that was the dream that I had last night. Now, you may or may not know that I was in hospitality service industry for my whole life. Well, I mean, I still am in the service industry, but I mean in the literal restaurant, food and beverage hospitality industry until I think 3 years ago. I think it's been about 3 years. And I worked in bars and restaurants, and then I worked on the other side in distribution and sales, but as an educator. And so when I was actually in service in bars and restaurants, I was a bartender and a bar manager. Before that, I was a server and, you know, all of the other positions. At any rate, the reason I'm telling you this is because I had a dream last night that I was bartending, and it was kind of like my first or second day on the job. And this bar was kind of a combination of all the bars that I've ever worked in, but all of the worst parts of it. It was dirty. It was, you know, things were falling apart in certain areas. My coworkers were working so hard and completely unsupported. And we were specifically unsupported in the fact that there were no glasses. This was a bar. We had people sitting up around the bar ordering drinks. It was extremely busy in there and getting busier. There was no management. There was no one there to support us. And there were no glasses. And I was saying to my, you know, the other bartenders, like, what are we supposed to do? And they said, well, we just have to serve them still. And I'm like, but how? There are no glasses. It's an absolute impossibility. And there's no manager here. There's no one here to help us. They're just here to tell us, well, we have to do it anyway. And it was an absolute beyond conundrum. It was an impossibility. And that was the dream. And I woke up and I was like, what did that mean? Now, in this dream, I think it's kind of obvious that the bar and the system and the running the way that it was just the landscape of the status quo that is breaking right now in our collective consciousness, which is showing up in like those service industries and the different areas where people are resigning because they're tired of being taken advantage of. And they're also tired of not pursuing what their soul is calling them to pursue, how they can really be of help and service. That's the construct. And the fact that we were being asked to carry on business as usual with no support to actually do that work. The glass is a symbol of clarity, of abundance, of being fulfilled, and it wasn't available. And we were seeking it. We were looking for it. And we were saying, well, we can't even be caught up in this status quo business as usual. I mean, my coworkers were saying we're supposed to still keep going. But it was like, well, it's an impossibility. This is a catch-22. And so without the clarity and without the fulfillment of that the glasses represent, things just had to stop. People had to stop being provided services, and the business had to stop taking money. It just stopped everything. So that was a dream I had last night. And then I read about the big quit. And to me, the reason it's prophetic is because it is telling me that, well, first of all, that to come and talk about it. And second of all, you know, I'm a reflector. So kind of how my energy works is I reflect back the status quo. And also my intention is to reflect back the opportunity to the highest good. So what I see in this is that if you're listening to this and you are doing some version of not feeling fulfilled, not feeling clear, and not feeling like there is, like you are supported to be of proper service, then it is time to just stop that. Stop the madness. Stop the pattern. However, I mean, it's not even like you make the decision in this big resignation movement that is happening in the service industries. They are making the decision, but they've kind of run out of options. Like they've run out of energy. They've run out of patience. They've run out of the ability to be abused and used. So we run out of glasses. And if you're not fulfilled, there will be a rock bottom. And you can move in that energy of what that rock bottom is. It doesn't have to be so painful. And so I want to encourage you to feel into what is your true essence, your true energy, your true design is what calls in the resources for you. It's what fulfills you, meaning it fills your cup and it gives you clarity. And when you have the prosperity and fulfillment and clarity, then you are properly contributing as well. That's the natural outflow. Well, I'm going to share with you that dream. Now, I'm going to play for you two more sections. One is a general energy update about the times right now that may resonate with you in addition to this here. And then after that, I'm going to give you a little bit of a transition and we're going to move into a channeled message that came through last night from St. Francis of Assisi. So that's coming up for you guys. And I will chat with you on the other side of these two excerpts. Energy update. It is quite a time. Now, if you aren't having a rough and tumble time, God bless you. And that doesn't mean that you're not energy sensitive. You know, we all experience cycles and seasons in different ripples, like ripples across the ocean. That's just how our ecosystem as spiritual beings, as humans, works. However, if you have been experiencing, a lot of us have been, and I want to just help us to have a context about it because it can help us to make us feel like we're not so crazy. A lot of people are experiencing physical symptoms, and I have, I'm one of them. And they're like one unrelated thing after another, debilitating. And, you know, and whether it's an injury, which I had, or if it's, you know, I had a migraine season triggered by the vaccination. And then I had food poisoning, like random things, you know, my body just telling me it's time to sit down, however much I don't really want to. And a lot of people, you know, in their different ways that I've been connecting with, you know, people who are students and in my platforms and everything. And the thing is, we're actually, last night we had a class in my Mystic Arts Academy. Archangel Ariel was channeled messages through, and it just came up as a topic that we are definitely in a season where we are experiencing energy upgrades in our grids. And so that's personally and that's collectively. And the thing is, again, as I say, if you're not experiencing that now, you could be in another ripple of that. And it may continue quite a while, honestly, because it seems like we're going to have a big shift in energy in 2027. We have a kind of big cosmic event happening. But while it's a big cosmic event, it's not a big cataclysm or Armageddon kind of thing. Definitely nothing like that. It's more a shift in our background frequency. So those who are spiritual seekers, way showers, that kind of the wanderers of the universe will be adapting new spiritual DNA in many cycles. But it seems like right now is a time that a certain, you know, subset of people who are connected to one another are experiencing that. So I want to help you to feel okay with it. Now, we have a tendency, as we are metaphysically awake and open, we understand that, you know, everything happens on the causal plane first, which is the energetic plane, and then it is moved out into the physical plane. And there is, when we view that from sort of the ego mind, we think, oh, that means that there's something wrong with me if I have something, some kind of physical ailment. And no, that's not it at all. I mean, it's human to have physical shifts and changes, including illnesses and injuries. So that's not what it means at all. In fact, anything that is a manifestation of the physical instrument is just an off-gassing of energies. Now, that could have be that could that causal experience, the plan or blueprint of that, could be something that's pretty temporary, something that is karmic, meaning something that you're learning right now. It could also just be a soul blueprint purpose, you know, that you came in with a certain propensity, which in this context we may call a disability or an injury or an illness. That's what, from this context, that's what we judge it as. But in fact, it's not even that. It's just one of the things, like I'm 5'7", big deal. And it's something to learn from. And it's a way, it's a portal through which energy can be shifted and transmuted. So I just wanted to put that out there a little bit. Because we get a little, sometimes we get a, and the first thing I had like one thing after another. And of course, my ego pops up and says, you must not be very spiritual if you keep getting sick or hurt or, well, it's going to, I don't know if it'll do that for the rest of my life or what, but it's going to ask me that question. If there's something wrong with me because I'm having physical manifestations of discomforts or illnesses or injuries. And the fact is, no, you absolutely are not. And I'm absolutely not. Nothing wrong with me when there's something wrong with me. So it is a way that we respond to shifts and upgrades, that the body will kind of get a little hitch in its get along or something even more profound than a hitch. And so you may be experiencing an energetic upgrade that will help you to be stronger and also more compassionate and more and wiser as we are moving into a new background energy in a universal sense. I'm just going to say that. We also had the eclipse, which was bomb, which was amazing, but it dusted up a lot of stuff. And I had the sense of that on the day of the eclipse, especially, that there was going to be some delayed response fallout because the actual eclipse kind of kicked it up. But then we have to like unpack it and deal with it after that. So that's what's going on too. It's been a busy energetic season. And now for these messages. Hey there, friends in spirit and love. It's Trisha Carr here. And I want to invite you to a magical workshop called The Mystical Medium. The Mystical Medium is a live 2-day workshop designed to connect you to the other side. I'm teaching this workshop, so I want to share a few ways that mediumship is a powerful gift and blessing in my life. Well, personally, developing my mediumistic abilities helped me to have a deeper, more precise communication with my spirit guides. In conjunction with my meditation practice, mediumship has been key in helping me to hear, see, feel messages and guidance from spirit. Second, having a connection to my past loved ones is such a comfort, I mean, to say the least. By carrying on my relationships with those who have moved into eternity, well, I feel like I'm living more eternal and free. And finally, as a professional medium, being that channel for others and their past loved ones with evidential, unmistakable details, this has been such a humbling and truly mind-blowing experience. And I tell you, it is that every single time I experience it. So I hope you will check out the Mystical Medium Workshop. It will be offered live December 4th and 5th, 2021. The Mystical Medium is presented by Lightshine Academy. Visit class.lightshineacademy.com/mediumship. Learn more and register. Spirit is waiting. And do I have anything else for them? I'm just checking. Actually, I'm checking with St. Francis, who wants to come through with a little bit of a message. So maybe we'll close out with this. My cherished children and my sisters and brothers, I am so grateful for the opportunity to come into your hearts and into your homes. And as I say home, I want to call your attention to your energy field, for this is your home, and yet you stand on a mountaintop and you stand on the ocean side. At any time that you are feeling yourself from your own perspective, you are limited in no way. And yet you have this beautiful home that you have designed and you continually design. This is that energy field. Yes, we are talking about the beautiful colors of your aura, but we are talking about the grander landscape of your energy field. This energy field is holding all of the architecture that has been spoken of in this session. However it is that you might see it, it holds this and more. Your yes and to all of these ways that you might imagine the universal energies to flow and to be creating themselves. And you are part and parcel and creator and creation all at once. You are the designers of it. And this is why you see your signs and synchronicities, because these things are happening within your own energy. And you are calling them in as the magnets that you are. And then you are dispatching them, whether you are totally aware of it or not, consciously aware of it, whether you think that you are manifesting them or not, you are calling them in, you are drawing them in, and then you are evolving them from the inside of your field out. And so as you are seeking to experience spirit, as you are seeking to experience beings of light, your animals, your past humans, the wonders of what it feels like as a human, we want to say that this is all inside your beautiful energy field, and it is easily just as much you as being the physical you. And with this, I also want to communicate to you that the health, the abundance, the success, the pleasure, these all exist inside your field as well, and nothing is withheld from you. There is nothing that you cannot identify to or vibrate to. And the purpose, as this session started with, this purpose, this question about what is the purpose of? What is the purpose of? We do have much compassion for you for wanting to have this question answered, but we also want to give you relief from the ever seeking of this, for what is the purpose of is a binary question. It is one that is more limited to your inner dimensions of birth and death. And we want you to also feel relieved of that, your complete freedom. For my children, you will never totally feel free as long as you are holding your perspective between the lines of birth and death. You can feel pleasure, you can feel abundance, you can feel exhilaration between those lines, but freedom will never fully be experienced unless you are also expanding to the eternal perspective. And this is held in very human moments. This is experienced when one brings forth a child or when one releases a loved one to the beyond, because you're taken to the liminal places, you are taken to the thresholds of the interbetween in these experiences. And while they are very, very human, they are opening these profound portals to the fullness of who you are. And the fullness of who you are is you at all times. It is not somewhere else. It is not hither. It is not thither. And it is not some other when. It is you. It is now. And in any moment, you may just elect to vibrate to it. And we do not qualify as certain things better than others, but we know that you do, and we also hold space for you to be able to experience those preferred states. And so we encourage you to experience those preferred states without reservation. And when you are in the states that you would call non-preferred, we hope that you'll be able to pivot and realize that these are just ways to be of service, ways to grow in your wisdom and compassion. And so in a sense, even the non-preferred states are the preferred states, where they are making you stronger. They are making you wiser. They are crystallizing your aura in a way that it had not yet been. And so with this, we have deep compassion for you. We bless you. And we want to shower you with the gifts. And we say that all it takes is to turn the light on inside the field, for it is already yours. Thank you so much for your dispatch into your world. I am here as your servant and as your teacher, Saint Francis of Assisi, blessing you. Thank you for your attendance. Amen. Well, that is what I have for you on this episode, everyone. I'm just popping back here at the end to tell you how much I appreciate you, and also to give you an invitation to follow me on Instagram at trishacarcharm.com, and then the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/trishacar, where you'll find me going live like this live stream was. And I just wish you the greatest blessings during this time where we may be experiencing the energy shifts where we may be experiencing our family. If you're in the US, we have a holiday this week. And we also have time to think about where we are privileged and to deepen our compassion for ourselves and for others, to grow, expand, to be able to move in our evolution as well as our involution. So thank you for all of the ways that you are shining your light on our beautiful world. And I hope to continue to be of service to you. So do please, you know, connect so we can know how we can do that for one another, how I can serve you. I hope this podcast is serving you. You're serving me. You're blessing me so many ways. So I wish you the greatest of abundance, prosperity, freedom, and that feeling of purpose and flowing on your path of light. Thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.